This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Adeline Chung, and you're listening to Stylefile, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry. It's the first week of 2019, and Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful start of the year with resolutions all planned out. Now, on our first episode, we kickstart the year with Florence Song, Style Lead at Zalora, and BFM's very own On Yu Ting, as we discuss our New Year's resolutions.
I think there's lots of benefits in owning fewer clothes, because it forces you to buy only the essential. And you know, you will opt for stuff that are maybe a bit more expensive, but maybe can last longer a bit.
After that, I have Florence Song and On Yu Ting with smart fashion tips on how to style Harrington jackets.
So, I mean, if you have a brother or boyfriend whose jacket you could steal off, why not? Especially if they're almost your size. But, you know, something oversized will also look good. You can never go wrong with that.
But before we get to that, here's Florence, Othniel and myself with our New Year's resolutions for 2019. That time of the year again where we all start on a clean slate and make resolutions which we attempt to stick to till the next year rolls around. I sit down with Florence Song and On Yu Ting as we discuss our New Year's resolutions for 2019. Now, some of us strive for really bold new starts, while the rest of us make small but steady resolutions that you do not want to miss out on. Be it big or small, any change is a good change. Here's to making resolutions and bettering ourselves for the new year. Now, when it comes to New Year's resolution, we can be a little overambitious about it. So, hit to the gym or more, eat less, less carbs, must do this and that, you know, and the list goes on. But can we or will we ever achieve our resolutions? So then we will be super upset and down for not meeting your goals, you know. So this year, we decided to make small and easy resolutions to achieve, I would say, right, guys?
Yep.
So, Othniel, why don't you go first?
Yeah, so as you said, I didn't want to be too overambitious, so I only went for 3 instead of 5 because I know by mid-year I would have already forgotten most of my resolutions. But starting off, firstly, I want to shave my head bald.
No way!
No, but hear me out first. You know how much time you will save from drying your hair, putting products on
it's
your
true.
Hair?
This is why Dyson was created.
But I mean, I wouldn't use Dyson, right? I mean, I don't even use hair
dryers.
It's
cheaper to shave your head than to invest in a Dyson.
And I don't even have to go to a hairstylist. Like, let's say if like these days, haircuts are not cheap at all. If you don't get good ones, you know, they were like analyze the shape of your head and then to give you like the best hairstyle. But why not just bald? You can just go to the Indian barber, support your local Indian barbers, and just you just tell him a number.
But didn't number you shave one. Your hair bald before last time?
No, that was back in uni. It's a long time ago.
And how was it?
It was good. I mean, lots of people touched my head. I mean, I didn't mind it because let's all
that's a true thing.
Let's all be real. It feels good to touch, and it sounds like
you just want people to pat you on your head, right?
It's not that I want people to pat on my head, but it's mainly for convenience, and I think it'll save a lot of money, save a lot of time. But the problem is, a lot of people have told me that I don't have the head or the shape.
I would say the Malteser head.
Yeah, a lot of people, including Adeline, you know, she has told me a lot of times that my head is too round to shave. But what do you think?
I mean,
just say
I
it.
I have
just
to agree with Adeline. I don't. I mean, just try and imagine it. I really can't imagine you being able to rock the look. But I mean, I think it's more about how you feel inside. So if you feel that it's the right thing to do, go for
it. I agree. Yeah. And 2019 is time to step out of your comfort zone, right? So you never try, you never know.
So when do you plan to shave off your head?
After Chinese New Year.
So you don't get comments from your relatives.
Relatives,
yeah.
Right? That's true, that's true.
I mean, the year starts after Chinese New Year. But on the topic of stepping out of my comfort zone, I think next up, I think I want to wear more than just jeans. To be very honest, jeans are something that I personally feel I can wear day in, day out without washing. So it's very convenient as well. I mean, jeans, you're not meant to wash it too often anyway. So, but
what is not too often? 2 weeks once?
I don't want to air out my dirty laundry on air.
Well, so long it doesn't smell, right?
It doesn't smell, lah, I can assure you. But sometimes, you know, I feel the need to diversify my pants instead of just going for jeans. So I think my new resolution, my second new resolution is to switch it up a bit, you know, maybe with maybe wearing a bit more chinos or maybe some smart looking pants a bit, you know, add some color, you know, maybe some gray color or maybe even mustard color so that, you know, it's not just black jeans or blue jeans.
Well, I can see you in mustard jeans or maybe khakis, perhaps.
I mean, like, orange is the color of the season. I don't
terracotta.
Know. Terracotta is the color of the season. So maybe like those type of chinos as well would work.
Yeah.
And last but not least, my final resolution is to give away more clothes and own less. Well, I don't think I own a lot of clothes currently, but I think there's still room for me to own even less because I think there's lots of benefits in owning fewer clothes because it forces you to buy only the essentials. And you know, you will opt for stuff that are maybe a bit more expensive but maybe can last longer a bit.
I totally agree.
Yeah, and for me, I don't want to be in a situation where I run out of clothes quickly because I don't really do my laundry that often. Yeah, last year I did it like maybe once a month, but if I cut down on my wardrobe, maybe I wouldn't leave things till last minute because I wouldn't have anything else to wear.
Well, I think those three resolutions are pretty good, you know. I hope you would succeed in your and fulfill your resolutions.
For me, it sounds very achievable.
I think so too. I definitely think so too. What about you, Florence?
I'm not really one to make resolutions, but one that actually struck me, you know, that one that really made me want to commit to it actually is to be more committed towards my dental health. Reason being because, to be honest, I'm not really very diligent on upkeeping, you know, going to the dentist on like the recommended every 6 months. You know, I'm definitely terrified of going to the dentist.
That's
I'm one
the
of those
recommended.
People. Yeah, recommended.
Yeah, every six months.
Every 6 months. So
we're talking about checking or
scaling,
just scaling,
you know, checking, polishing, just the, you know, the usual works. So I've, you know, put off being so afraid of going to the dentist. I've put it off for quite a while. And when I finally went to the dentist yesterday, it was safe to say a lot more painful than it had to be had I been more diligent about it. So one of my main resolutions this year is to go to the dentist more regularly.
But you got pretty teeth. They're white and they're so straight. What are you talking about?
No, really. Like, if you don't go for your usual checkups and your scaling for the 6 months, it gets painful and it gets very bloody. Trust me. I was traumatized after coming out from the dentist room
now
yesterday.
I'm scared. Yes. I'm going to make an appointment.
You should be. And then the second one is actually to slow down. I'm one of those people that I like to be productive. I like to fill my calendars, my planners with like to-do lists. And I get, you know, a satisfaction and gratification from ticking all my to-do lists, you know, completing it. But what I want to do for 2019 is actually to take time for myself, to slow down and be okay with not doing everything. Just to focus on my mental well-being, you know, my emotional state. Being less FOMO, I would say, I guess. and basically just slowing down and being okay, just not having to do everything that everyone else is doing as well. The third one I'd say would be to have less screen time. So less Netflix and more books. Read more books, write more books, just getting in touch with paper, you know, getting pen to paper. I mean, I came from a journalism background, so having moved to Zalora, I don't get to do much writing anymore. So that's something that I like to rediscover in 2019 as well. And then lastly, I like to be more unfiltered on Instagram, I'd say. So I'm quite an OCD person, so I spend a lot of time, you know, editing my photos, just getting the alignment right, if it's tilted to the right way, if it's not tilted the right way, getting my Instagram captions right. So after, you know, being so OCD and spending so much time on it, at the end of the day, it just isn't good enough and I don't post it anyways. So it's such a huge waste of my time.
I didn't expect you're the kind of person to do that.
I know, right? Like, that's why I don't really update my Instagram anyways. I'm more on stories, less on posts. And so I guess, yeah, one of my resolutions for 2019 is just to be more unfiltered, to be more myself. Doesn't matter if it's a great caption, if anyone's going to judge me for it. I am who I am. Take me for that. If not, then I guess you could unfollow.
Wow. Damn. Way to go, Floso. All right. For me, I have five. Like, Othniel, I know you have three. The reason I have five because I know I may or may not achieve everything, but I just want to give myself, you know, more resolutions so that I can you know, the ratio kind of work out properly. So the first one, declutter wardrobe on a monthly basis. I used to declutter every year on a yearly basis, but I think it doesn't work because I shop a lot. So I have this habit that, you know, I keep buying and buying and buying and I never give away, you know. So now my wardrobe is so full, I can't even fit a hanger in there. So that's true, okay. So I even have clothes that I didn't want packed aside and untouched, you know. I told myself I need to give it away and or even, you know, sell it on Carousell or anywhere on Instagram. But it never happens because I always say I'm busy. So I came up with a solution. Declutter wardrobe every end of the month. So that's easier to, you know, unpack your stuff at the end of the day lah. So at the meantime, you know, I have to look up, I have to lock my purse and not buy anything until my wardrobe has space.
Are you sure that's possible?
I will make sure that's possible. Okay. So out with the old, in with the new. So, or you never know, you find something in it, you never know, right? So for the second resolution, I would say age is just a number, but not your skin, you know, because as age is catching up, I'm not saying I'm very old, but as age is catching up, I guess, you know, it's time to be more hardworking and, you know, streamline your beauty regime. You know, you got to put more moisturizer.
Yeah. Skincare, right? Not makeup.
Skincare, yeah. And not makeup, you know. I tend to have this very dry skin and my mother always tells me that there's no such thing as ugly women. There's only lazy women.
Wow.
So you gotta listen to your mama. So in order not to look ugly, so it's time to nourish your skin with a natural beauty product, perhaps, you know. And for the third resolution, I would tie this up with BFM, Be Fit Malaysians, because health is wealth. I know I've told myself many times to eat healthily and I end up gorging on banana leaf, nasi kandar, you know, even fried rice, you know, more and more carbs as the day passed, you know. So some even suggested me to go on keto diet or even paleo diet, but you know, it'll never work for me. I can't do that. I can't do those diet stuff. So what I thought of, you know, eat everything you want, but eat in a smaller portion. Eat moderately, you know. Try not to gorge, you know. Maybe you can eat 5 times a day, but perhaps maybe eat a smaller portion so you won't grow fat or maybe, you know, be unhealthy at the same time. And I've not yet gone for my yearly body checkup, which is a bad thing. Like you mentioned, Florence, you need to go for your dentist checkup. I've not gone for a body checkup. So that's also one of my resolution. For my fourth one, shop wisely, because though I mentioned earlier, out with the old, in with the new, you should still shop wisely, you know. Buy only things you know you will wear for years and that you would take care of. So if you find any small holes or, you know, on your jacket or your clothes, you know, instead of throwing or giving it away, perhaps maybe you can just fix it. You can buy a patch and patch it on it to make it DIY, style it, or maybe just sew it or bring it to a tailor, you know, fix it yourself instead of buying new ones. Right. I mean, if you agree with me, please. for the final resolution is, I think it's time to, like Florence, you say, slow down. I would say rest your body and soul. I mean, I'm not the morning kind of person to do my workouts. I signed up for Babel, but I can't do it in the morning because I live quite far, but I only can do it in the evening. So before you sleep every night, I believe you should think of what you need to do before you go to bed. Why? It's because to me, sleep is like a battery charger. We work every day. We work out. We eat, you know, all needs energy. And with that, we feel tired. And not realizing it, your organs are working continuously. So I would say aim to go to bed by 11 p.m., which I usually do, but because of the New Year's and the year-end parties and everything, so I tend to sleep later. But try to sleep by 11 p.m., I would say, and catch a proper 7 hours of sleep. Wake up so you feel more energized and you can head to work all fresh and happy. And, you know, some say drinking water before you sleep would cause water retention. Your face would be super swollen. But you know what? Forget about it. You know, just drink, you know, calm yourself, wind yourself down with a cup of chamomile or something, you know, something hot and warm or hot milk, you know, before you go to bed, you will sleep better. I would say turn off your lights and keep your room cooling at the same time. I used to spray this stress relief from Bath and Body Works. It really works. It's so good. But they're no longer selling at Bath and Body Works. I don't know why. Perhaps, you know, when you rest earlier and with all this, you know, lavender oil, stress relief spray, you know, perhaps you wake up the next morning without needing to hit the snooze button again. Or maybe, you know, do some light exercise before you sleep. You know, you can try to swim on your bed. Air swim, stretches. I would say. Stretches and all. Yeah. So that's all the resolution I have for this year.
Sounds very doable.
Yeah, I hope. That's why I say 5 resolutions. I may achieve some and I may not achieve some as well. So let's see how it goes.
And we've already mentioned all our New Year resolutions on air.
Yeah,
so I guess.
So now we're accountable for it. Like,
yeah.
Everyone is going to like hear it.
So I think maybe let's do like a check. Maybe 3 months later, I'll ask you guys again. We'll regroup again and see how much have you achieved, you know, 3 months later.
And
right?
You'll see my shift hit by then.
That was our New Year's resolutions for 2019. And let's see how much we have achieved in a few months' time. Now stay tuned, because coming up next is Florence Song, stylist at Zalora, and Art New Ting with their thoughts on a popular 60s menswear trend, Harrington jackets. But before that, here's Hope by The Chainsmokers featuring Winona Oak. This has been Starfile, and I'm Alan Chung on BFM 89.9.
I would have walked through fire to kiss your lips. Do you still think about it, of what you did? Still see your old apartment like a bad trip. Wish I could forget all the places we've been. Hard and heavy whiskey goodbyes. Boy, you know how to make a girl cry. Was sleeping in a bed full of lies. Make me feel high, cause you had me so low, low, low. You only seem tall, cause you stunted my growth. I only wanted you cause I couldn't have you. Now that I know that wasn't love, that wasn't love, that was just hope.
I lose control. I thought I'd get it back when you came back home to me, darling. But I never had it, did I? Your heart's a trick, and all the magic we felt was just a hit.
Hard and heavy whiskey goodbyes. Boy, you know how to make a girl cry. Was sleeping in a bed full of lies. Can see why. Make me feel high, cause you had me so low, low, low. You only seem tall, cause you stunted my growth. I only wanted you cause I couldn't have you. Now that I know that wasn't love, that wasn't love, that was just hope.
BFM 89.9, it's Adeline Chung on Starfile. If you'd like to listen to us on the go, you can download our BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. And now Florence Song, stylist at Zalora, and our very own BFMer Audnir Singh explains how you can transform any plain outfit into a smart look with a tartan-lined Harrington jacket. First week of 2019 is all about menswear again. For the first week of the month, we're talking about Harrington jackets. Othniel, what's your take?
Yeah, it's a new year. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
So as part of our goal to be a socially conscious consumer, I think we shouldn't really contribute too much to the fast fashion industry. You know, it's all about buying less, buying better, as they say. So here's a jacket that will rarely go out of style despite the changing trends. a Harrington jacket is something that you can really pair up easily, right? It's on the fine line between something casual and something smart as well. Depends on what you wear inside. Of course, more importantly, is what's inside that counts, right?
You know, when you mentioned Harrington jacket, the first person that comes to mind is Tom Cruise.
Don't ask me why.
Kit Harrington?
No, but don't ask me why. But I can imagine him wearing it.
Yeah, I think the jacket has been made famous by prominent figures like, you know, Steve McQueen, Elvis Presley and stuff. But the story of the Harrington is that the original Harrington jacket was made by a brand called Barracuda. One of the most famous models is the G9 model. And Barracuda is a company that started out making rainproof wear for Burberry. And as the story goes, the Harrington jacket was designed all the way back in 1937 due to the founder's love for golf. And you know, golf fashion is quite a funny thing where you want to work out, you want to do the sport, but you want to look put together and smart as well, which I find quite funny. But you need an outfit that makes you look smart while being free and comfortable enough to swing and move around. So the Harrington jacket found many golfer fans initially due to their rainproof design and, you know, the angled flat pockets that were actually designed to keep golf balls. When we are talking about Harrington jackets, you can find them at many places nowadays. It's become one of the many styles of jackets
on high street as well.
Yeah,
right?
From Topman, even Asos, Fred Perry, Uniqlo, and more. So all these different companies do their own different tweaks. And traditionally, I think the cuffs at the end of the sleeves are some elastic material, but some brands like Ralph Lauren have switched up the style a bit, where the cuffs are more like a shirt with buttons, more like a denim jacket a bit. So there's lots of different options for you to choose from when it comes to the Harrington. And I think it's quite timeless as well.
I mean, on the topic of it being, you know, old school, you know, well, trends from the 90s and 80s have been modernized to fit today's aesthetic, you know. The Harrington jackets still look like, you know, they came fresh out of the 60s. But, you know, we're talking about jackets, you know, in Malaysia. Not many Malaysians would actually wear jackets per se, you know. What's your take on it?
I think Harrington jackets are one of those jackets that they come in various materials and fabrics. So, of course, if you're in a tropical country like Malaysia, just opt for like a fabric that's slightly thinner. It's not as warm as, let's say, a bomber jacket as well. And it's so much easier to carry off and it fits so many different body types as well.
Yeah, for me, yes, Malaysia is a hot country, but our offices are very cold, right?
That's true.
So the Harrington, I feel personally, it's a jacket that I would like maybe leave it on my chair in my office. And then when I need a jacket that looks good, I'll just put it on.
Yeah.
And wear it up to Genting as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it works for Genting as well.
So would you say this is a particular jacket that you would invest in?
Yep, because it's something that you can pair it up easily, you know. Because the Harrington jacket, one of the more prominent designs of it is the tartan lining, which I love. So, you know, if you walk and then some wind blows a bit, you know, it will expose some of that tartan lining. So, I mean, you can wear like a plain t-shirt as well and you still look colourful. And
it smartens up the look.
Yep, smart and subtle as well.
So what are the brands that, you know, you would recommend people to buy?
Yeah, so COS has a few Harrington-inspired jackets that are more stripped back and minimal, you know, if you don't want the bulk, if you want to look more slim a bit. If you intend to go for a lighter, light Harrington jacket, I would recommend COS. Although I'm not sure whether they have it this season, but if you're lucky, you might be able to find it. And I think you can't go wrong with a Ralph Lauren's Harrington jacket as well. It's not the same traditional Harrington jacket, but it's a Ralph Lauren classic to me, where you have that check lining in the middle, you know, that polo logo, and it's a piece that I think every man should have in their wardrobe.
What about for women, Florence? Yeah, do you think women would suit Harrington jackets this season?
It really depends on the cut and the fit. So, I mean, if you have a brother or boyfriend whose jacket you could steal off, why not? Especially if they're almost your size. But, you know, something oversized will also look good. You can never go wrong with that.
But would you invest in Harrington jackets?
Personally, I wouldn't, but I would invest in it for, let's say, my boyfriend or brother.
I think there's an iconic photo of Jennifer Aniston wearing an oversized green Harrington jacket. Iconic.
If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile and give us some love on our Facebook page, Stylefile on BFM 89.9. Don't forget, we are also available on Spotify, BFM 89.9. You can also catch the repeat of the show on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. or listen to us on the go if you're a busy bee by downloading our BFM app. It is available on Google Play and the App Store. Now, if you want to be in touch with me, you can tweet me at BFM Radio or Adeline CSK. Now, before we go, here's Lady Gaga with Always Remember Us This Way. This has been Starfall, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Letters on the sky, burning in your eyes. You look at me, babe, I wanna catch on fire. It's buried in my soul, like California gold. You found the light in me that I couldn't find. So when I'm all choked up but I can't find the words, every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts. When the sun goes down and the band won't play, remember us this way. Lovers in the night, poets trying to write. We don't know how to rhyme, but damn, we try. But all I really know, you're
thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.